Welcome back, Deep Divers. This week's Deep Dive comes straight from your requests, a full breakdown of CFL Week 15, 2011-1.
Buckle up.
We're talking the Continental Football League.
A week of upsets.
Jaw-dropping plays.
And enough strategic twists and turns to make your head spin.
And we're going to break it all down.
Beyond just who won and lost.
We're digging into the stats to see what they really tell us about the teams.
Hey, Paul.
And those standout players who left it all on the field. But first, before we get into the nitty-gritty.
Gotta set the scene.
Gotta see who brought the heat and who got burned.
Rapid-fire scoreboard, one down.
You ready?
Hit me.
All right. First up, the upset city category. Miami Talons, they just demolished the Philadelphia Generals.
33-7, can you believe it?
Philly's defense, usually a brick wall.
Not this time. Talons tore right through them.
Then down south, New Orleans Voodoo, they're known for those late-season surges.
And they conjured up some magic against the Shreveport Pride, 33-17.
All right, let's talk about the teams that solidified their spots as the ones to watch.
The powerhouses.
Kansas City Storm, they weathered the Iowa City Argonauts, 23-13.
They're showing everyone why they're a top contender.
And out west, the Oregon Bandits, they just stampeded over the Boise City Stampede, 27-10.
Balanced attack, that's their game.
Plus a defense that can shut you down cold.
Yeah.
No one wants to face them in the playoffs.
Speaking of playoffs, a couple of games this week went down to the wire.
Nail biters.
Yeah.
Death Valley Copperheads barely squeaked past the Dallas Vaqueros.
23-16, talk about a close one.
And then we had Atlantic City Aces going up against the Hartford Attack.
Offensive fireworks on both sides, but the Aces outlasted them, 35-25.
All right, let's shift gears to the games that were all about defense, those defensive grinds.
Durham Bulldogs, they just shut down the Baltimore Bombers.
Low-scoring affair, 29-16.
Bulldogs' defense was a force to be reckoned with.
And then we had the Santa Cruz Privateers grounding the Atlanta Firebirds, 27-13.
Defense wins championships. Well, at least gets you some Ws.
Okay, so we've set the scene, we've seen the scores, but now it's time to go deeper.
Beyond the scoreboard.
Let's unpack those strategic showdowns that defined Week 15. Starting with that Miami-Philly shocker.
Yeah, what happened there?
How did the Talons pull off such a dominant win? Their offense was unstoppable. Cedric Matthews, their wide receiver, had a monster game.
He did.
But was it just him, or was there something more to their strategy?
Well, Matthews had a career day, 20 catches for 223 yards and 4 touchdowns. But it wasn't just about one player.
So what was it? What was the secret sauce?
They played smart. Miami made a calculated decision to attack through the air.
They went air raid.
Yeah, they used short and medium passes to systematically pick apart Philly's defense.
Interesting. So instead of trying to power through Philly's strong front seven, they went over the top.
Precisely. They exposed a weakness in Philly's secondary. And Philly's quarterback, well, he didn't help.
Ah, those 4 interceptions were brutal.
Yeah, each turnover just fueled Miami's fire, gave them more chances to score, and they didn't waste them.
This is why you got to play to your strengths and target your opponent's weaknesses.
Adaptability, my friend.
Okay, let's switch gears to a game that was all about clashing offensive styles. Oregon Bandits, they had a decisive win over the Boise City Stampede.
The Bandits, they're known for that balanced attack. They ran the ball well, averaging 5.5 yards per carry, but they weren't afraid to throw it when they needed to.
And their quarterback, Douglas Hefner, he spread the ball around.
Kept Boise City guessing. Really difficult to defend against that, especially when you're fumbling the ball 4 times.
Oof, those fumbles were killer for Boise City.
Offensive line had some issues protecting the ball.
Killed their momentum every time.
Turnovers can change the game in a heartbeat. And in this case, it definitely helped seal Boise City's fate.
All right, one last game I want to break down before we move on. Kansas City versus Iowa City. 2 high-powered offenses going head-to-head. But it was Kansas City's defense that stole the show.
You said it. Both quarterbacks had great games. Clay Rowan for Kansas City and Pete Pohl for Iowa City both put up big passing numbers.
But Kansas City's D, they made the stops when it mattered most.
Mac McDaniel was all over the field for Kansas City. 3 sacks, man.
That kind of pressure disrupts even the best quarterbacks.
No doubt. Puts them in tough situations, throws off their rhythm, and limits those scoring opportunities. Iowa City moved the ball well between the 20s, but they struggled in the red zone.
They only got 1 touchdown out of their single trip
inside
Kansas City's 20-yard line.
Yeah, Kansas City's defense tightened up when it mattered most. That's the sign of a championship-caliber team. Discipline, resilience, they had it all.
All right, we've seen some incredible stats, some brilliant strategy, but now it's time to shine the spotlight on the players who stood out.
The stars of Week 15.
Who impressed you the most?
Well, down in Death Valley, Reuben Long, defensive lineman for the Copperheads,
yeah,
he had a game for the ages.
What'd he do?
Not only did he just dominate on defense,
yeah,
but he also returned a kick for a touchdown.
A defensive lineman returning a kick for a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's not something you see every day.
Not very often.
Talk about making an impact on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. And it really highlights the importance of special teams.
Oh, yeah.
Often overlooked.
For sure.
But those special teams plays, they can really swing the momentum.
Big game changers.
Make a huge difference in a close game.
One play can turn the tide.
Absolutely.
Okay, who else caught your eye?
Well, up north, Clay Rowan, Kansas City Storm's star quarterback,
yeah,
had a performance that was almost flawless.
Really?
Led his team to victory with just incredible passing stats, almost 90% completion rate.
It's like he was throwing darts out there.
Yeah.
Rowan is having an MVP caliber season.
He is.
And this game was just another example of why he's considered one of the best.
Absolutely. He's definitely a front runner for that MVP award.
Yeah.
But let's not forget about Stan Willis of the Santa Cruz Privateers.
Oh, yeah. Stan Willis.
Running back showed off his versatility.
Yeah. What impressed me wasn't just his rushing yards,
but, yeah,
but how efficient he was,
mm-hmm,
both running and passing. He could do it all.
Willis is a dual threat.
Nightmare for defenses.
Oh, yeah. You can't just key in on one aspect of his game because he can beat you in so many ways.
Well, this week truly showcased the incredible talent we have in the CFL.
For sure.
Game-changing defensive plays.
Yeah.
Pinpoint passing accuracy, versatile offensive weapons.
It's all there.
But, you know, looking at the bigger picture, something else has been on my mind.
What's that?
We saw a lot of teams leaning heavily on their passing game this week.
Yeah, it does seem like we're seeing a shift in offensive strategy across the league.
Is this a sign of a larger trend in the CFL? Are we moving towards a more pass-centric league?
Interesting question.
And if so, what does that mean for the future of the running game?
That's a fascinating question. Mm-hmm. And it's one that has ripple effects throughout the entire game.
Right.
If passing becomes the dominant strategy,
mm-hmm,
defenses are going to need to adapt.
Yeah.
And we might see running backs become less valuable.
Oh, interesting.
A lot to consider here.
Right, it's like a strategic chess match with both offenses and defenses constantly trying to outmaneuver each other.
Exactly. It'll be interesting to see if this pass-heavy approach continues.
Yeah.
Or if we see a resurgence of the running game.
A little bit of counter-movement.
Yeah, we'll definitely be keeping a close eye on these trends as the season progresses.
Well, whatever happens, one thing's for sure, the CFL never disappoints.
No, it doesn't.
High-scoring shootouts.
Yeah.
Defensive battles.
Uh-huh.
Enough strategic intrigue to keep us all on the edge of our seats.
And that's what makes analyzing these games so much fun.
It really is.
Every week brings new challenges, surprises, and opportunities to really dive into those strategic nuances.
Love it.
That make this league so unique.
It's been a pleasure dissecting week 15 with you.
Me too.
But before we wrap up.
Okay.
I want to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question. We saw some teams really lean into their passing game this week.
Yeah.
Is this a sign that the running game is becoming less important in the CFL?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
It's too early to say for sure.
Yeah.
If this is a lasting trend or just a strategic wrinkle we saw in week 15.
Right.
But it's definitely something worth keeping an eye on.
For sure.
If offenses do become more pass-heavy,
yeah,
defenses will have to adjust.
How so?
Well, we might see more emphasis on zone coverage.
Okay.
More blitzing schemes designed to pressure quarterbacks.
Rattle them.
Yeah. And a premium placed on defensive backs who excel in man-to-man coverage.
Interesting. So it could impact player personnel decisions.
Absolutely.
If passing becomes king, teams might prioritize acquiring those elite quarterbacks.
Yep.
Those game-changing wide receivers.
Yeah.
And pass rushing defensive ends.
You got it.
But potentially at the expense of traditional running backs.
Right.
And those run-stuffing defensive tackles.
Exactly. It'd be a fundamental shift in how teams are built,
yeah,
and how the game is played.
Huge implications.
But remember, football is all about adaptation.
Right.
As offenses evolve, defenses will counter.
A constant back and forth.
Exactly. And vice versa.
Keeps things interesting.
That's what keeps the game so dynamic and unpredictable.
Well said. And that's what makes the CFL so exciting to watch.
You can agree more.
Always something new to discover, some strategic wrinkle to analyze,
yeah,
some breakout performance to marvel at.
Every week.
Well, on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into CFL Week 15.
Another one in the books.
It was a week filled with upsets.
Oh, yeah.
Strategic masterclasses.
For sure.
And phenomenal individual performances.
Absolutely.
We hope you enjoyed this journey through the numbers as much as we did.
It was a blast.
And to our listeners, we encourage you to continue exploring the stats.
Keep digging.
Asking questions.
Yeah.
And engaging in these conversations.
That's what it's all about.
Because that's what makes being a fan so rewarding.
It is.
The constant learning.
Yep.
The debates. The shared passion for the game.
I love it.
We'll be back next week to delve into week 16.
Wait.
Until then, keep your eyes on the field.
And those stats.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.